The streets of Yellow Springs are packed on one Saturday in June and another in October. It's the Yellow Springs Street Fair. And the next one is June 9th this year from 9 to 5. Joining us by phone is Alexandra Scott, the Special Events Coordinator for the Yellow Springs Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yellow Springs is home to Antioch College, WISO, Glen Helen Nature Preserve, the Little Miami Bike Trail, and so many small businesses. Tell us about Yellow Springs and why it's such a unique community.
It's a beautiful place. The people here are very kind, and we've just got a vibrant economy of lots of arts, all sorts of small businesses, coffee shops, all these interesting shops. We're surrounded by nature and also accessible to, like you said, the Little Miami Bike Trail. It kind of makes for a perfect place to be.
And the street fair is coming up on June 9th. Share its history. When did it start and how large has it grown?
Street fair has been going on for over 30 years. It started out as kind of a sidewalk sale where, you know, the merchants downtown would just set out things on the street. And it's grown and it covers the whole downtown Yellow Springs. We've got anywhere between 20,000 and 25,000 people usually come in on the day of the festival. And we've got two separate stages of music, usually about a couple hundred vendors, as well as, you know, all of our shops and restaurants.
68 runs right through downtown Yellow Springs. And you have the street blocked off for that, right?
Yeah, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And how many vendors? You've got over 200 this year? And tell us about some of them. Who's going to be there? I saw there was a guy there with great garden art, metal art.
Yeah, there's actually a couple of those. Actually, all of our vendors sell items that are handmade by them. So we've got, you know, a lot of talented people. We get a lot of really cool jewelry, you know, clothing. It does include tie-dye, of course. Art, both fine art and, you know, more contemporary art. We do get a lot of, you know, cool cottage food vendors, and also our food vendors are absolutely amazing. Ritter's is a good one, ice cream. We get pork chop sandwiches.
And there's also two stages of live music. Who will some of the performers be?
Our headliner at the Beer Garden is Andy Shaw Band from Columbus, Ohio. They are really good reggae. They're amazing. We've got Erica Hughes and the Well-Mannered at that same stage at 1 p.m. that day. We've got a couple of local bands with Rachel Literal and the Abstracts at 2 p.m., Devil's Backbone, 3 p.m., Gin-Soaked Angels at 4. Hopefully we've got, there's a band coming in from Ontario called Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold. They're just absolutely amazing. We've got another stage, it's called Soin Point. It's kind of a smaller stage, more mellow, more acoustic acts, and that's where at 12 and 2 we've got our local belly dancing troupe. They're called Egyptian Breeze. I mean, they're just a crowd pleaser. Everybody loves to see them dance. We've got another couple of local bands. A new band called Scary Balance is playing at 1 p.m. I've got some people called The Nautical Scene coming in at 4 p.m. And this year we are happy again to have yoga on the lawn at 9 a.m. at that stage. Free yoga by Monica from the Wellness Center at Antioch College.
And you also have street performers.
Oh, yes, everywhere. There's a lot of buskers, you know, who perform music on the street. And gosh, we get so many talented people. But there's also, I mean, people who do things like juggling, you know, sometimes drum circles, all sorts of cool things to see. Beautiful people everywhere.
And you've got a no pets rule because of, I'm guessing because of the size of the crowds, it'd be hard for animals to maneuver.
Oh, yeah. I would say street fair is not a great place for pets. Part of it is the crowds. Part of it is also you have to consider we're walking on hot asphalt in the middle of June. That's really not good for their paws. And then, you know, surrounded by food and, you know, especially at the beer garden, it's just, I would say that your pets would have a much nicer day if you left them at home. It is technically a village ordinance that we do not allow pets at street fairs, so people who bring their pets that are not service animals will be asked to leave.
And what about parking? There's a shuttle, I think, from Young's Jersey Farm, isn't there? And otherwise, I saw lots and lots of parking along the street.
Yeah, we do have a couple of shuttles. Parking is always kind of at a premium, so one of the best options for sure is to take a shuttle. There's one from Young's Jersey Dairy, like you mentioned. There's also one from the high school. They start at 9 a.m. when the festival starts, and the last one leaves downtown at 7 p.m. because the beer garden runs till 7 p.m., so you can catch all the music. They are free, completely free, and so is the parking. There is also a lot of parking in town. There are several paid parking lots run by nonprofits. So, you know, you can park closer to the festival and support a local nonprofit in the process. So that's always a great deal. And, of course, there is the on-street parking, like you mentioned. You have to be careful. Don't block a driveway. Don't park in the street. Make sure you're parking somewhere where it's legal because you might get towed.
And also, if people want to stay overnight and make a long weekend of it, there's camping over at John Bryan State Park. If people, probably now would be a good time for them to make reservations, I should think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's funny. I'm actually looking at some of their brochures right now. John Bryan not only have RV camping, but they also, you know, have primitive camping and group camping. So always a great place to be. Here in town, we also do have a lot of wonderful places to stay. A big one is Mills Park Hotel. Big, beautiful 28-room hotel. The rooms are absolutely gorgeous. There's a restaurant in there. It's called Ellie's Restaurant, and the food is amazing. They also have a full coffee bar and a full bar. We've got Arthur Morgan House right around the corner from the Mills Park Hotel and right downtown, literally walking distance from downtown. I won't give you an entire list of places to stay, but one more great one. It's called Aloft in the Springs. It's right off the bike path. You can pretty much, you can almost see the beer garden for street fair from it right downtown. So beautiful place to stay.
And I would think if people wanted to be adventuresome, they could take that little Miami bike trail from Xenia if they wanted to and bike up. There are plenty of bike racks in town.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Some people do bike a street fair, and usually we have a bike valet right downtown, right next to the beer gardens, usually run by Bike Miami Valley and Bike Black Pug Bike Repair. And right downtown, good way to get to street fair, don't have to deal with the traffic, and you can leave your bike somewhere safe while you enjoy the festival. And, I mean, it is free.
It's a wonderful festival. I went a couple of years ago for the first time. Thanks for sharing this event with our listeners.
Thank you so much.
I've been in conversation with Alexandra Scott from the Yellow Springs Chamber of Commerce. The Yellow Springs Street Fair will be held this year on Saturday, June 9th, and this fall on October 13th. Hours are 9 to 5. You'll find a link to more information, including directions, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Summer!